Let us introduce you to the most secure crypto hardware wallet, Elipal, the Cold Wallet 2.0. Elipal is the safest and most convenient cryptocurrency wallet. Unlike traditional cold wallet that still needs to be plugged into a computer, Elipal is 100% computer-free on its own, making it the safest cold wallet in the market. With its cutting-edge app, the device generates a constantly changed QR code that needs to be scanned by your phone in order to proceed. Even if the app on your phone gets hacked, your coins will remain safe in your Elipal wallet. Elipal provides you the real-time market info, news, and price, allowing you to trade in and out coins anywhere, anytime. Elipal, the ultimate solution for next-generation cryptocurrency wallet.
Take a look at this. Want to see how a VPN works? I use NordVPN, and there's an affiliate link in the description below which will give you over 70% discount, including 1 month's free trial. Now, if I just, it says here unprotected. If I move it across, this is my IP address, 79.66. I'm not going to show you the whole thing. And then I go to the Google extension, which I've added, click on Quick Connect. Connected United Kingdom, your browser traffic is now secured. So I refresh the page. Takes a moment to load. And we have a different IP address. And the status is protected. So what happens is where the traffic is going from and coming to is obscured, preventing anybody else hacking the information that I'm sending out. Or receiving. So that's how a VPN works. Whether or not you use my affiliate link or go to nordvpn.com yourself is up to you. If you use my link, you do get a discount. I recommend you use a VPN anyway. Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. I have with me Amir Ness. We're going to be looking at Elevate Group and the profits earned by the miners. But before I do that, I want to let you know this is not investment advice. Do your own due diligence. This is a sponsored video and do not invest any more than you can afford to lose. All I'm doing is sharing with you what I'm discovering as I travel along on the blockchain. And I have visited, that's right, that's me traveling along or trudging through the snow in Siberia last November when I visited the facilities. And Amir, by the way, we are going to, usually on a Monday, we do technical analysis and a little bit of fundamental analysis. We look at the price of Bitcoin and a couple of alt charts, courtesy of Crypto Everything and his Telegram group. I'll have a link to that in the description below, but we're not going to be doing technical analysis. We're going to be looking at how much money have the S9 miners and the Alpha S9 miners earned over the last couple of months. And I'll show you what people have been getting paid for that, including myself. I have 10 miners at Elevate Group, and we have something with regards to what's happening with China and the miners there, and what are the implications for Elevate Group. Okay, Amir, do you want to start, just say very briefly, introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Amir. I am the founder of Elevate Group with my partner, Gabby, the co-founder. We operate a Bitcoin mining farm in Siberia in Irkutsk, which is a very good place to mine Bitcoin. It's very cold and the power is cheap. So we set up Elevate Group as a platform for passive investors to be able to mine Bitcoin, because prior to us, it was really more like a cloud mining contract. And those are really not good. I'll just say they're not good. With us, you own the miner. We buy it for you. We place it in our facility. We manage it. We have engineers on site 24/7. And you get a dashboard, a mining dashboard. And we take a 20% management fee, which comes out to much less than any hosting fees or anything like that. And so our model is working even in this bear market. I think we're coming out of the bear market, so I think it's going to get busy.
Yes. And I'll show on the spreadsheet the increased profitability as the Bitcoin price has changed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And
Hey, Rich, do you want to give another disclosure just for posterity?
Like,
I think
that was in the previous video. Lots of disclosures. That was nothing but disclosures.
Your audience already knows you as the most, the safest.
No. That's right. Do your own due diligence. All right. Okay, now I'm going to go through the spreadsheet in a minute. I want to show you, let's share the screen here. Let's share the screen. Let's make you bigger. What we got here. This is the pricing of Elevate Group. So you order a miner, you pay in Bitcoin, and then it can take a few weeks to arrive because then you'll order it from China. It comes to Moscow, then to Irkutsk in Siberia. Then the engineers check it. Then it goes online. And then 80% of whatever's mined is yours minus the electricity costs. So whatever's mined minus the electricity costs and then 80%, and it goes into your wallet, into your Bitcoin wallet. And the ownership of the miner is recorded on the blockchain as well. And then whatever that miner makes over the next three, four, five years.
Let's make a small point. That is how we did it because we were using the NEM token.
Yeah.
But remember, we made the announcement that we are now moving towards an Elevate wallet where everyone will have their own wallet through us. And once that happens, their miners are actually going to mine directly into their own wallets.
Right. So okay.
It'll kind of make, you know, the NEM idea obsolete. So
yes.
just for clarity, you know, I thought I'd mention.
All right. No, thank you. Thank you. And then on the dashboard, so you get your own dashboard, which shows you how much your miners are mining. And this is my dashboard. So I can see I've got 9 of my miners are running right now. And probably one is being checked by an engineer or something, because if there's any faults, the engineers check it, they send it to the local Bitmain repair facility, which is 20-25 minutes away, and they get it repaired, and that's all included. There's nothing else to pay other than the initial cost and the 20% every month of whatever's mined. So it's very simple. These are the serial numbers of the miners that I have. These are the S9s. I have 2 of them, and then I have 8 alpha miners. Now, these are nearly new, reconditioned miners, because a lot of miners, mining farms closed down when the Bitcoin price dropped between, you know, below 4,000, and Elevate Group were able to get some nearly new miners, and they offered them at discounts. So I can see how they're doing here, and I'll come to the spreadsheet in a moment. Wanted to show you, actually, before we do, I want to go to that article. Before I do that, I want to let, if you're interested, I'll have an affiliate link in the description below, of course, because this is how I make a living. You don't have to use that. You can go straight to elevategroup.io, or you can go to the Telegram group, and I'll have a link to that as well. All right, let's have a look at the status of the Electronium miners as well. So we'll do that right at the end.
Those are actually due any day now. We expect them in any day now. We're going to get them set up and run the beta test.
Yeah.
And then we're going to post, and we'll do it on your show, we're going to post the results of mining so that people can see what the profitability of mining Electronium is on an ASIC. And I think we're going to kind of like just take a look at what our investors think and probably decide whether we're going to move forward or not. But I think we are, because I believe in what they're doing. And I think it's one of those coins that might have alpha compared to Bitcoin from time to time, so we're probably going to get started mining Electronium soon.
Okay, all right. So if you're interested in that, you should subscribe, hit the notification bell, and just let us know in the comment below if you potentially are interested in mining Electronium through Elevate Group on an ASIC. Okay, so let's talk us through this article. I've not read it.
So basically, the Minister of Industry or something like that. I don't know what his exact title is, but he has put a ban on Bitcoin mining. They're allowing it for another month until May 7th, and then they could pass it. It's not guaranteed that they will. If they do, It's a big deal for everything. I mean, a lot of people are talking about it's very good for Bitcoin because it's going to decentralize the mining sector, right? So that, you know, mining is not going to be so concentrated in China. Okay, I mean, I understand that. That's good. From an investment perspective, though, what we could see happen is bad news for them, but for other people mining Bitcoin, it could be very, very profitable.
Right, okay. Now, Box Mining, I saw a tweet of his today which said that he reckons it's going to carry on anyway. So what makes...
I'm not saying that they're going to just, you know, say, oh, okay, and, you know, close their doors. You're going to get that. But you're also going to get, like, big firms that can't hide so easily.
Mm.
And if they do pass it, you know there's going to be a task force that's going to go out there to enforce it, right? So I'm not saying it's all going to just shut down, but you're going to get, like, you know, a noticeable decline. I mean, they're going to go after them and tell them to shut down. So, yeah, I've heard that there are mining farms in, you know, provinces way, way, way out there and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, it'll take time for them to get to those. But, you know, ultimately, wow, the difficulty rate would go down because of that.
Okay, and what that means is if, for example, there are 100... Bitcoin miners in the world, and let's say 50 of them are in China, and those 100 are producing 12.5 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. So the 12.5 Bitcoins are shared between those 100 miners every 10 minutes. And then when 50 stop running, then the 12.5 Bitcoin is shared between the remaining 50 miners that are still running.
Yeah.
So the difficulty goes down. You get more per rig. Wow.
Yeah.
And now your Elevate group are in Russia. Why couldn't the Russians decide to do that? Because, you know, rigs use up a lot of electricity.
So that's a really good question with a pretty simple answer. So Russia just legalized mining Bitcoin. So it wasn't like, well, we haven't made a decision on it. They actually, you know, affirmatively legalized commercial Bitcoin mining. You're not allowed to mine it at your home, but commercial Bitcoin mining is legal, as is crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe, on a geopolitical note, that Putin is very aware of what the blockchain and Bitcoin means in terms of world financial markets. It's definitely something that is disruptive to, you know, central banking in general, let's say at the top of the food chain. And this is a means by which other countries that are historically less financially powerful can develop their systems and their technology and their innovation and their, you know, business sector and job sector. So I think Putin understands that really well.
Mm.
And that's why they came out and legalized it so early on. I mean, we were talking about a year ago that they legalized it. So that was like a big move, you know, to legalize something that early in the game. So that's a big deal. You know, and it's not, you don't do something like that and then turn around a year later and say, well, maybe we're not going to do that. Plus, you have to understand, Russia is a natural resource rich country. They have plenty of gas, which runs the power plants. It's not something like, oh, you know, in the United States, what ends up happening is if you use a lot of power, you're taking it away from the residents.
Right.
Right. So then the residential sector gets hurt. And that's why you have a moratoriums going up in the U.S. against Bitcoin mining. Well, you don't have that in Russia. I mean, especially in Siberia, where it's like so industrial, and you've got, you know, former steel plants like where we're in. that have plenty of power. I mean, we have up to 100 megawatts that we could scale to. So, you know, it's not likely.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's useful because it could be that if the ban happens in China, then those that are already mining Bitcoin are going to be really well placed.
Yeah, that's why the news is important for Elevate Group, because, you know, our investors will benefit from something like that.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's have a look at the spreadsheet, and I shall link to a version of this spreadsheet in the description below that anybody can use, and you can copy and paste it and create your own document if you want, right? So 17s, and I wanted, before I go into the spreadsheet, I just want to ask you, so I've been mining with an S9. Elevate Group is no longer selling S9s, it's S11s, S15s, and you're going to be selling S17s. Then aren't my S9s going to become defunct and then I'll get nothing from them?
No. By the time they are, it will take a while. Let me just summarize it like this. I had a conversation with somebody from Bitmain, okay?
Mm.
And I asked them the same question. I said, hey, you know, what happens when you guys come out with a new model and you could just, you know, manufacture the new models for yourself and you'll dominate? And, you know, it was a very, she kind of laughed and then she said, basically like this, look, we have thousands of S9 running. Do you think we would shoot ourselves in the foot by making them obsolete? In other words, you can't just replace 25,000 miners in, you know, 1 month,
mm-hmm.
okay? And there are lots of miners that have the same thing, you know. I was talking to somebody who was running 16,000 S9s. They're not. It doesn't work that way. It's not. It's not like a one day this and one day S9, one day S17. What's going to happen is over the next, let's say, year to 18 months, there will be a transition. There will be new miners coming online while the old miners continue mining. You cannot just buy, you know, you can't buy, like if you put in an order for 1,000 S17s right now, you're not going to get them. Nobody's going to get that.
Right.
You know, that you can get a few, you know. So it's just, it's a theoretical question that does not have practical application. It's not how it works. So, you know, we'll be mining with the S9s. We just don't sell them because, okay, now you have the new models and the pricing on the new models is very, you know, pretty good.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't need to buy an S9. You can spend $100 more and you get more value because the technology is improved. So it's for that reason that we, you know, we don't sell it. But I can tell you, I mean, one thing that I can say about the spreadsheet that I really want to point out to people,
mm-hmm.
Is, like, for example, let's just, like, look at, let's look at the March payment, which was 0.0024. And at that time, just looking at it in dollar terms, it was like 10 Ooh. Bucks. It was really low.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at,
I've made it too big.
I'm getting the calculation.
I've done it already, Amir. Like what it was.
Okay. Yeah, right, that's right. Sorry. So the increase in the amount of BTC that you generated from 1 month to the next,
mm-hmm.
you know, was about 20%, so that right there is very good. And then in dollar terms, you know, what we're generating now is considerably more than what we were generating a month ago.
Yeah, okay. Like, well, Amir, let me say that in a moment, right? Let me just go through this spreadsheet. One of the problems with this spreadsheet is that anybody watching this is that this suffers from what is it? Somebody else's spreadsheet syndrome, right? So these rows here, 4 to 12. This is the S9s, not the alphas. So the total mined Bitcoin is here. The total days mining in November there. Total hours, the power cost in dollars, the power consumption of the miner, the power cost in BTC, based on the Bitcoin price at the end of the month. In November, yes?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So it comes to that. And then the profit before electricity is that. Sorry, after electricity. And then the management fee is that. That's what Elevate Group get. And this is what I get. 001. And yeah. Per S9. And then December at 003. And in January 001. February 0019 here. Look at this March. The difficulty went down. So I'm getting 002. So I'm getting more Bitcoin. And then this below is for the Alpha S9s. They're no longer available to purchase. And they're slightly less efficient. But they were also significantly cheaper. And here you can see the S9 earnings and the S8 earnings. Sorry, the Alpha earnings per miner. And then the total earned each month, 002. And then the cumulative, so far I've earned 0.0365804 Bitcoin. And this is this one. At the time that I was paid, this is how much the Bitcoin that I'd earned was worth. So it was worth $7.6228 in November. And then I earned $26.7, $13.43, $19.46, $76.349 at the time of payment, which gave a cumulative figure of $143.6. But using today's price, and I checked just before we started recording, of $5,048, that $149 is now worth $184. And let's say in the first 7 months, I earned about $7. That $7 of Bitcoin is now worth $10.126. So the value is in hodling, and the miners are going to run for 3, 4, 5 years. So I'm going to, as the price of Bitcoin goes up, if we put, am I allowed to dream a little? $10,000 Bitcoin. It should calculate $20. That $7 that I earned in November will be worth $20. Can I dream a little bit more, Amir? It's now $100,000, right? So
We should say one correction. It's more like 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
For life of a miner. That's one thing. Look, and what you're doing, yes, you can do that. The thing that I would just point out is that when people look to mine, I mean, that we get this question asked all the time, what is the ROI? Look at what's happening with the ROI. There's so much volatility in the ROI. You've gone, you can have like a 50% increase in the ROI with only a 20% increase in the price of Bitcoin.
Right.
So people should understand what difficulty is, understand the terahash and understand all that kind of stuff, and then make a decision based on, is this an investment I want to get involved in? It's not a get rich quick investment, and it is a passive income investment, which mm-hmm. is why I like it. But the it's attractive, but you got to understand it. In the bear market, which we're still in, it was really unattractive. Know what I mean? But we had people who understood mining really well, and they were buying a bunch of miners at that time because they understood, well, now I can get the miners for much cheaper. And when the market turns, I'll be, generating income on a lower cost basis.
Yep.
And they're doing that. That's what they're doing. And miners, by the way, the price of miners are going to go up if Bitcoin moves up, which
yes.
we're already seeing that happen. So these are just kind of, you know, everybody's got to do their own due diligence, but these are really important points.
Yes, absolutely. And it is that I will have, by purchasing during the bear market when prices are low, I've set myself up for when the market turns, which it is slowly, slowly, surely doing. Okay. All right, Amir. Well, listen, that's that spreadsheet. And I will link to this in the description below. And then what you can do, it'll be set up in such a way that people can only view it, but you can copy it and then create your own spreadsheet and play around with it as you wish. And then what happens, you know, one of the things I like about Elevate Group is that all these figures are posted publicly. You post them on the Telegram group. People can check them out for themselves, marry it with what's happening on the Awesome Miner. So it's all transparent. So there are dozens and dozens of eyes testing, checking and testing these figures to make sure that it's all accurate and transparent. Great. Yes. All right. So Amir, anything else you want to say?
Well, we've got the S17 is out now. We're going to be making an announcement about that and one other model that we're looking at. So in the next few days, we'll make an announcement about that. We also have a partnership announcement that we're going to be making with a software provider that I think will be cool for everyone to hear about. So with that, I'll say goodbye. And
do you want to say, keep filling your pockets with crypto profits? Do you want to say that bit?
Keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Amir and Crypto Rich signing out.
All right. Thank you very much. All the best. Bye-bye.